All right, welcome back to Lucid Drinking Podcast, episode number 7. This time we got Dustin Blauvelt. What's up, buddy?
What's up?
What's new? What's popping? How's your life?
Oh, man. Is that really a question? I mean, how is my life?
When did you get super stoned before this, and now you're just
getting super deep?
What is life?
Yeah, exactly. I showed up.
Are we actually living?
I showed up for life today. So, life's good.
We got some PBRs in this Corona bag.
Of course.
Yeah, we kind of dropped the ball. We should have asked you to bring a bunch of PBR like merchandise.
I could have like.
Well, but then again, that is free publicity. We went.
Yeah.
That's why you went with like the cans that aren't really the cans.
Right.
They're the cans.
Yeah, this is actually just.
I get it. But heads.
This isn't actually a PBR. This is actually just a low calorie beer. That.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I thought I said PBR light.
This is a QBC,
as we just give them an ad, pretty much.
What do you rate PBR, Dustin?
Do I have to be honest?
1 out of 10.
Because for me,
or 1 through 10, I mean.
Yeah, it's probably like a 9, but yeah, there's a problem with that. I know.
I give it a solid 14.
Jesus Christ,
you're just being easy on them.
Yeah, I'll say 8.
But
God, how's that water?
Oh, it's a fucking 10 for sure. PBR is a solid 4 from past experiences.
I'm just full of those.
So what are butt heads?
Their heads are butts.
Hold on there.
I mean, come on.
I basically want to ask you like your fucking social media stuff.
I'll let Alex
I want to know the first one. We'll get to buttheads in a second. What was the video you were showing us? I don't want to say it's like Beyblades, but it looked like emo kids fucking like
dude,
on a table or something.
Emo kids fucking?
Yeah.
Come on. What was that shit?
Oh, it was
Crossfire.
Crossfire. Yeah. Yep. What even was that?
Dude, Crossfire, you obviously weren't a kid. Steve, you know Crossfire. You got all these little BBs you're shooting. That was just
it was like a
very intense version of Crossfire. I mean, like, they had the music going because, like, Crossfire, the commercial was just so intense.
But Crossfire is like an advanced version of Hungry Hungry Hippos. Let me try to find it.
Crossfire! Oh, I know what that is. Hungry like, Hungry Hippos.
But this video was just, like, them getting fucking into it.
They're, like, at a bar or something, and it's, like, one Crossfire table and two people playing, like, angrily playing. Super into it. And they have a whole crowd of people just, like, yeah.
But there's
and they, like,
one girl that is, like, really, really into it. Like, oh man, pull it up.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah.
Put it down in the corner over here.
Okay. Crossfire 3 HD rave party.
The Grim Ripper. I'm just, you know, some time. You got the butt heads.
Dude, why?
This is real.
Why I look for it? Explain the butt
heads. Your heads are butts.
You buy these for your kids?
Nope, I just saw the commercial. I didn't think it was real. I heard my friend singing and I was like, what? Their heads are butts, yeah. Their heads are butts.
Where'd you find that?
Dude, I got
dude.
Replay that. Play the full.
Hold on.
Show the class.
Like, because when I saw it, I was just like jumping with joy.
Push.
That one's a ninja.
Grim Ripper.
Yeah.
They got some pretty fucking clever names, I'll be honest.
Robot. Who would have thought?
Butts. Damn, they got their own YouTube channel, too?
Who...
Subscribe
to their YouTube channel.
Don't mind if I do.
Dude, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Scratch it and smell shit.
Yeah, how'd you come across that?
Hold on, this one though. This chick is so into it. I mean, chick, she's like 10. My robot.
I wonder how many times you got paid.
Dude, who you had to imagine
she's
designing
not old enough
those.
To get paid?
Like, imagine your company is just like, all right, guys, we got a new,
we gotta come up with these four new names.
How about that jingle?
Yeah.
All right, I got it.
Yo, their faces.
Butt heads! The heads are butts, yeah! Okay. Nailed
gold,
it.
Gold. Write that down.
Like, wow. I don't remember how you sent it to me.
How much money did you win at the Move Money Cup contest?
You know your boy won nothing.
Why not?
I did get a pimp cup from Lil John himself. They told me I wasn't a pimp, but I'm just like something.
Whose
phone's like
by
boss.
The speaker right now? Or by their mic?
Him. Yeah, so even Lil John let me down.
He wait, physically wait, what?
He told me that here's your cup, you know, he said congratulations. And then he said, you're not a pimp yet, but you're something like a boss. And I was like, fuck does that even mean? What does that even mean?
You're supposed
thanks,
to just
Lil
know.
John. Or it'll I was already you. So nervous that they're like, do you got anything to say to the crowd? And I'm like, thanks for coming. Like there was so many people there.
Because didn't the contest before, or the year before that, like, whoever won it got, like, a shit ton of money?
Well, that was the first year that they did it.
Oh, the first year they did
it? The first year that they did it, yeah. But the next year, it was, like, $5,000 or something. It was something worth it, you
and then,
know?
And then you just got a pimp cup?
I got a pimp cup. Still got it.
Did you just get, like, some stickers?
Dude, I didn't get any stickers or nothing. I did find out that a picture of me was on a pack of Olipop bubblegum that year, though.
Dude, is that the...
You didn't get any money for that?
No. They're like, that's hey, fuck. We saw this picture, and you ride for World Industries, and like, love this picture.
Yeah, is that what that was? Like, yep. The little...
I should have brought a pack.
Yeah. Well, I still wasn't got a it box like the, of it. It was like the
no
front...
big deal.
The Switch Front 3 on it, right? Or no?
It was a 360 flip. Some Long Beach cap.
Oh, yeah.
I bet Chris Ortiz got some money for that. Jesus.
World
shoot
industries.
The photo, yeah. They just started following me on Instagram.
Like, who's Dustin Blavo? Would you rather, every time you skate, and you know, you don't know this is going to happen, but every time you skate, either sack a rail or credit card skating a gap?
I'd probably rather sack a rail.
Yeah, yeah, sacking a rail, yeah. I feel like it's a little bit... Like, can I run out of it? Like, how intense is this sacking?
Yeah,
is it like
sacking a rail?
Is it fucked every time?
Am I getting my balls or am I just getting my gooch?
I would, dude. After like
if
six seconds,
if you're just sacking a rail and like, okay, it's up to you to either grab that rail or like,
yeah,
put your
it's can I not?
It
can I not defend myself or am I just going full no. bore?
You don't even know what's happening, so it could be bad.
Can
it could
I not
be good.
Defend myself?
Dude, after like four sessions of
throw your
straight
hands up and sack, man.
After like four sessions in a row of just sacking, I don't think I would skate anymore.
Dude.
Yeah, but you don't know it. So you're going to go skate. You're like, oh, I'm going to skate today.
What? I just forgot that I sacked the last time I went skating?
Yeah.
But like I said, after six times in a row.
You don't know that any of this is ever going to happen.
Right. But if I go skating six
I'd much
days
rather
and six
sack
days in a row,
no,
I sack.
The next day you skate, you don't. You
forgot you sacked.
You
the
forgot
day
you sacked. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That so sounds basically, awesome. I mean, hey, it's like. What's that fucking movie where you wake up and have the same day over and over again?
There's been that's like no. They made a Netflix overplayed show out of that yeah. too.
You
that's
guys, like how fucking would you answer that? Because I have two kids, so I'm not really worried about sacking a rail, but I definitely don't want to like split it open thanks to my credit
yeah,
card.
Yeah, I'd rather sack because, yeah. Dude, credit carding down a gap.
Oh, my God. I actually did watch Mike Franklin, though, sack a rail. He sacked the kink, and he ruptured his urethra. And so he looked down, and then he looked back up. He's like, it's bleeding. And then, like, for sure, like, there was blood going all down his pants.
That face is the thumbnail yeah. for sure.
What about that kid who sacked down or credit carded down Carlsbad trying
dude,
to inward heel?
Inward heel.
Oh,
inward
dude, that heel. Is iconic.
I would much rather, I don't know, actually, because I was going to say, I'd much rather be in Mike's position, but no, they tried to put a catheter in four times, and the blood was squirting everywhere, and he's like, no! Like, it was like... Oh, man, I was there.
You were
because,
there? Why?
Because I had just got back from a knee injury, and then that was the first trip I went on in, like, 6 months. And I was getting out of the van the second day on the trip in Texas, and I got my foot caught on a seatbelt, and I re-tore my meniscus.
God.
And so, like, I stuck it out for the next 5 days, and then Mike sacked that rail, went to the hospital with them, and I was like, I want to go home. I've had enough. They're like, dude, we still got like 2 more weeks. Just stick it out. Ride around with us. I'm okay. It's so fucking butthurt.
Where's that rail at that you stick Feeble on in MI Rage?
Oh, my gosh. Well, now it's a double set.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Milford, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, the one where you caught at the top and just flung? Like,
yeah.
Got tossed to your head?
Yeah, exactly.
Was EB was filming that? Or
either EB or Sean Wright. But oh my gosh, that sucked.
That was a that rail.
Yeah, that's not like
slam.
A that's a like big double set. I'm pretty sure
they redid it.
Yeah, we went there.
We did.
Yeah, there was that rail next to it that had like always had a chain at the top and it was like a square. You know, it was like probably this wide, but
I don't remember.
Right there, right next door.
Do you remember where that huge red rail was that we found? And I took a photo of you like 50ing it.
Oh my gosh!
Actually, you did 50 it.
Yeah, I did.
you know what I'm talking
Robbie?
About?
We were with Robbie.
Were we? It was like it like landed into like a track.
Yeah, that we were with Robbie. We just went and explored. Fucking.
I like honestly have no idea where that was.
Past Ann Arbor. Remember Steve Reisner was telling
us
right. to go.
Like Adrian, maybe.
Yeah.
Or that area.
Yep.
Dude, that thing was. It was like a.
Nowadays,
it was like a 40 stair.
Even though that was only a couple years ago, nowadays people would grind that.
You think so? That shit was tall. I
kind
of want to.
Jamie Foy would probably grind it.
Yeah. Take Dan there to drop in on it.
Yeah. He'd probably front crook it, though, so that's not even cool.
Front board pop out.
It's too big. It's too big for that. Like 50s, cool.
Would you rather your hot coffee go cold or your cold coffee go hot?
Or get warm?
Yeah, so you got iced coffee and it goes warm.
I spilled 3 coffees today. Well, I didn't.
But, I think go warm because warm
I got
coffee
home,
isn't
I didn't,
shitty.
I didn't get to open it. And then I fed my daughter. And then I went to grab her like a wet paper towel. And I came back and I took her out of her high chair. And then Silas goes, "She's pouring your coffee." And I come back in there and she's just holding it, dumping it. I'm like, no.
Damn.
She's pouring your coffee.
Because I walked away like, for a second, and she just, that was her first reaction was to, oh, coffee? Just dump the whole thing out, yeah.
I would probably rather have cold coffee go warm.
Yeah, I would definitely.
No, I'd rather have warm go cold, honestly. What? Shit's nasty.
Yeah, you're weird.
I feel like it tastes the same, though.
Yeah, because you drink it black.
Yeah, I drink hot more often than cold.
I mean, it depends. What coffee is it?
Tim Hortons black.
I mean, if there's like
or whatever you drink, I guess.
Sugar.
Then you'd rather it be cold.
Well, if there's like more than one sugar in there, then yeah, it doesn't matter. But it's all gotta right. go warm. It's a weird question. Shut up.
Jay-Z said this one the other day. Would you rather? And this is another like you don't know it's happening. And so you're in hell, right? And you're either always scraping. This is hell. You're always either scraping the very end of a manual trick forever.
It's my life. So have you ever seen a manual trick in any video part I've...
Or you're... No. Jesus Christ. Or you're forever rolling up to a rail.
I've had that dream.
Forever rolling to
I've
a rail.
Had that dream. Like, I've totally had that dream. Or like when you ollie onto the rail and you're like, yeah, going so slow, but then it never ends and you're like... I just want to land this trick. I've been there.
Rolling up to a rail because scraping your tail constantly would just suck.
And, like, you don't know it either. So every time you try, you're not. Like, I got it this time. You're not exerting any energy rolling up, really. I mean, you're exerting a lot of emotional energy. Yeah. The energy
you're
of, like,
exerting
roll.
A lot of emotional
the
energy
other dream,
way.
The other dream I've had, like, so many times is just running, just scraping my tail, getting ready to throw down the board. And never throwing it down.
What?
Yeah. I'm just like, come on! Like, I just can't get myself to put my feet on.
Jesus.
Yep.
Would you rather constantly have to be in the moment right before you sneeze? Or constantly have to be, like, have an itch, like, on your back that you can't fucking scratch?
Fuck.
That's a goodie. I don't know. Probably, oh man, that made me itch right now. Fuck.
Yeah, like, I'm about to itch my nose. You're fucking with me.
I feel like probably the itch.
Sneeze.
It's like,
yeah, no, because I'm not. My face doesn't morph before a sneeze.
And you like, you know how you're supposed to like look in the light to help you sneeze.
It
still
help.
Doesn't work. Fucking come on, man.
I'm just happy I haven't graduated to like the dad sneeze yet. To where it, like,
oh, like,
shakes up the whole house, or everyone's like, "The fuck, Dad!"
Well, no. What would be like your hell? Like, I think for me, it would be forever sitting in the in like waiting at jury duty. Holy fuck, jury duty sucks.
Never been there,
dude. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I don't know.
And that you can't bring anything with you either.
I brought a box, like a little, like playing cards, and they took them.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't even have this shit?
No.
What am I going to do with it?
Actually, you got to put these pants on too.
Yeah.
Because...
Do you put your cereal first or your milk first in the bowl?
Is that a serious question? Like, that can't be a serious question.
You're eating cereal milk. Do you put the milk in first or you put cereal in first?
You put the cereal in first.
What the fuck? I mean, even if like
I'm actually the only I'm like the only person in this I'm the only person in the state that eats cereal fucking dry.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Silas,
certain cereal.
My son, he's every single one. He does that. You fucking pussy.
Jesus Christ.
I think he might be the only person in the world who eats cereal dry.
Dustin just talking shit to his kid. Well, you want no fucking milk in your cereal, bitch?
He's okay. Alex, on the other hand.
What are you, five?
I mean, we all had that friend that like just didn't have milk and would use water, right? Did we all have that friend?
What? That's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Were we living in a trailer park?
Yeah.
Would you rather...
No, it's too expensive.
Would you rather have to pee every hour or shit standing up? Shit standing up because it's less less time consuming for
pee
me.
Every hour because I already do
pee
that.
Every hour, so yeah. Water. I'm down with peeing every hour, definitely. That's easy.
Because if you fit your shit standing up, it might get all over your legs. And
because
stuff.
I can pee every hour standing up and it's like no big deal.
But you right. What if you have to pee sitting down like a chick?
Ooh.
Do people know I'm doing it? Or is it just like my own?
Yeah, absolutely.
But think about that, because like middle of the night, you got to wake up every hour in the middle of the night.
I already chose stand up this shit.
That's fucked up.
No.
All right. Would you rather go...
I have to do it at night? That changes the game, dude. Fuck.
Can we use a funnel? Like, what if like, I had like a nice funnel to the
you
toilet?
You got a little system going?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so.
I have to pee every hour since this one thing I did.
Since this goddamn would you rather someone asked me.
Yeah. Well, it was both a terrible situation at this point. I'm just going to die.
Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something that you didn't do or live in fear for the rest of your life of being caught for a murder?
Take me to 4 jail. 4 years.
I'd live in fear for the rest of my life because I wouldn't be scared because I would just outrun the cops.
Yeah, but you're in fear.
Have you ever had real anxiety?
And if you get caught, you're going to jail for...
Yeah, I'd take the 4 years.
4 years all day.
I mean, I probably deserve it. I killed somebody.
Peace of mind. Yeah. I could better myself in those 4 years.
Fuck that. I'm not going to jail for something I didn't do.
I'm just
going to
run and hide and be a bitch.
If I murder somebody...
I've been scared for 70 years, man.
Yep. I came out... Dude, look at me. 4 years. No, I would not want that, but...
I killed the motherfucker. I really didn't, but I...
But I
deserve this shit.
Exactly. I'd take the time.
Would you rather always film lines or always film single tricks? Single?
Obviously single tricks.
Yeah, that was an easy
one.
And
then you can just splice them together into a line.
Once again, have you ever seen any lines. Like filming I've done?
You cut them together.
Single tricks.
Adam's fucked.
Yeah.
I did that one on Instagram and it was pretty like 50-50.
Has Adam ever filmed a single trick?
No.
That's not like a low blow. That's like an honest question.
Yeah, he loves to push.
Yeah.
He likes to watch himself push.
So it's technically
he wants to,
not
yeah, he wants to look.
Could you film me like in a line do a single trick?
Film you long lens.
Push, do a flat ground trick, and push away.
No flat ground trick. Oh, okay. Yeah, then push away. No. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Speaking of push, let's get into Urban Dictionary because the first one has got to do with that.
Okay.
You know how this works? You probably don't. God damn it.
I have no idea.
I'm about to just like post the rules on the wall there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I come up with an Urban Dictionary word. You have to tell me what you think it means when I tell you what it is.
I'm so good at this.
Yeah?
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah. Hey, cheers.
I'll take one, too.
It's fucking right.
Thanks, Dad.
Cheers, boys.
Hey.
What do we got?
First word is thrutch. T-H-R-U-T-C-H.
Thrutch. That's when...
Throttle.
You break through something with a crutch. Duh.
Nope.
Oh. I'm going to thrutch through that window. Right?
Said push.
It's a thrust and a push together.
No. Bullshit.
No.
Thrutch. It's probably something weird and sexual.
No.
I was thrutching this
I'm trying to veer away from all the sexual shit.
There's so many sexual there? Shit.
It's just, that's all Urban Dictionary is. It's that and just, yeah.
Did you type in your name? Alex. When you fuck another guy.
God, ease on me, fam. God damn.
It's not me, it's
Urban
Dictionary.
I get the cereal thing, but come on.
Alex hates this fucking game. Everyone's always giving him shit.
It's the name given to the pressure applied to the internal muscles required to push out a turd.
Oh, man. Oh, I got to thrutch this one
out. Thrutching hard.
Jesus.
Dude, what happened?
That's me every time I shit.
Thrutching for 2 days.
Dude, the last time I...
No, it's the pressure you're applying.
Shit.
Yeah, like that.
I applied a lot of thrutch.
Yeah. The last time I shit...
Could you use it in a sentence?
That curry had me thrutching like fuck the next day.
Yeah. Language of origin.
What is a corn ball?
A ball of fucking corn, right? I mean, or is that like, you know, on Halloween when there's
it's
always
like
that kinda
just, it's like a it's a
is that the corn ball? That's like in the let me guess, bro. Is that like the corn of like is there a sentence actually?
If you wear an authentic jersey but also wear the pants to match and tuck the shirt inside,
it's a fucking corn ball.
You would be a corn ball.
Totally.
Wait,
I get
tell
that.
Me what it was.
Yeah,
that's not like the description. That's not what it is.
That's not what it is?
No.
Sounds like what it is.
It'd be like, if you did that, you're a cornball.
So that's not the...
Total fucking cornballs. That's what I'm going to call them from now on.
Oh, you're a cornball?
Yeah.
It's like someone who tries to be really cool, but just doesn't see that they're like a loser. It's like, in fact...
Yeah, you're a cornball. You're corny, bro.
So many fucking cornballs. Oh my gosh.
What is salting?
A thing I do to my steak.
Talking shit to someone?
No.
I don't know. Salting? It's going to have some
salting
weird...
Salting is salting. Yeah.
So when you're salty.
Self-explanatory.
It's the act of pouring salt on someone's lawn in the form of words or symbols so it kills the grass and spells out or draws out whatever.
That's great.
That's fucking genius.
Hey, now you know what to do with your neighbor's dog, dude.
fuck your dog.
Fuck your dog in the front lawn.
There you go. I almost said too much for a second, and I stopped myself.
You looked at the photo of Silas. You're like, nope, I got to pull back here.
I
gotta
go buy a bunch of fucking salt.
No, I put my phone under my leg so I have no filter. I don't know. Do I want people to know who I am or not? No.
How long does it take to kill the grass is my question.
I don't know. There's not that much detail. Yeah,
there's parameters there. I'm trying to figure this Wikipedia.
Out. If I pour salt on my neighbor's grass.
What time of
the
year?
3 in the morning.
We'll do some experiments.
Yeah.
Controlled experiments. What is trisexual?
So you like both sexes, but you also like, or no, you like
but
trannies.
You like yourself too?
You like trannies?
Nope.
Trannysexual?
Nope.
Trisexual? No.
It's someone who will try anything that is sexual.
I was almost going to say something along those lines.
Oh, I get it. Not
once
like
again,
three. Like I'm going to try anything.
But it's spelled TRI, so that's kind of, if you're looking
that's
at it.
That's like a three.
Yeah, it's spelled TRI.
Try just kind of have sex on a tricycle.
So I'm a trisexual. I mean, I'll pretty much try anything sexual.
That's the sentence is, hey, man, I'll do anything. I'm trisexual.
Yeah.
All right, what is a Brexit?
It's when you get off of a fucking exit and have quick breakfast. You're driving, you're like, God, I don't want to stop.
There's a Waffle House. I gotta get off.
Yeah, right, because then you gotta Brexit. Stop at the next exit because it goes right through you.
An exit that you...
Mm-hmm.
Breaking an exit sign. I know that's not it, but...
Breaking an exit
that
sign?
That was the first thing that came out.
What was the word again?
Brexit.
Or breaking your own exit.
Oh, fucking idea. Outside of what it actually means.
I'm still going with, like, the breakfast exit.
It's the act of telling everyone at a gathering or party or meeting that you are leaving but actually staying. It's like, yeah, I'm getting out here, but you just keep talking and fucking talking. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Fuck.
That's actually fucking
because people do that.
Yeah, they do. It's like because they don't really want to go, but...
And Britain said they were leaving the European Union and have not left. Which just makes it fucking hilarious. It makes sense.
It's British slang.
Dustin, how many boards did you break trying to back 3 Pontiac 14? How many? Did you go there multiple times?
How many boards have you broken in your life?
But
well, no, because this is
only
like
3 or 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you tried it a bunch of times, didn't you?
I did. But like the first time was break, set up a board, break. Then I hurt myself, and then I went back. I broke my board.
Dude, I
went back
over it.
Yeah, and broke a board, and it was always like first or second try.
Yeah.
So it didn't hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Because it was
you
okay, let's
always
go.
Stick that trick though.
You have to.
Fucking first try it out.
You have to.
Yeah, you definitely have to.
Do it. Only way.
I feel like if you lose your board, then you're just kind of in like a tailspin almost.
You cannot kick your board away because then you'll land on it not expecting to.
Ugh. Were you like surprised when you did it on Big T first try?
Duh.
Duh.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting
that to happen. Like, shit, I'm running away.
Did you watch the rest of it? Because I'm like...
Yeah, you are. You're like, all right. I'm rolling away.
I wanted to do that for years. I should have just did it.
That's sick.
Years ago.
So what's the worst slam you ever had, man?
Yeah.
Which one?
Hold on. That's like when someone walks up to you on the street and goes, so what's your best trick?
Yeah. But no, for real, like, I don't mean the worst one, but like...
The one I'm affected by the most is that fucking... Stucco?
The roof one?
Oh, the roof one.
Dude,
like,
I
got a herniated disc from that.
I thought Alex and I were going to have to fucking carry you to the hospital.
Yeah.
And you're like wheezing.
And then the fact that the guy was coming around, I was like,
dude, that guy was a dick. It's like, the cops are coming. I was like, all right, my friend's dying. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if he's actually hurt right now, and you're being a dick.
I was fucking hurt.
He probably didn't see him fucking die.
No,
he didn't, but he's obviously on the ground like...
Yeah,
true. The best thing is like...
You have the footage of that?
Yeah.
We talked
about it in one episode.
I don't think I ever saw it, but I don't
all the comments.
Anyway, so.
All the comments on the videos like, fucking idiot hit a rock. Fucking idiot hit a da-da-da. Fucking
no,
idiot grinded.
Tell. Yeah, because there's rocks up there, dumbass.
Yeah.
Like,
the stucco broke through it. All it is like some fiberglass netting and... like.
So as soon as he popped to like go off of it, his wheels just sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
And you just fell off a roof.
Fell off a roof. Almost hit a rock. Like a huge
Did you post
boulder.
That video?
Landed in... Oh my gosh.
How did you land? Like it on your neck and like shoulder?
Yeah, mostly.
Upside down?
Yeah.
It was so bad.
So it's like on some like...
in grass?
No. Well, dirt. But
no. Wood chips, basically.
Yeah, that's right here. You see that boulder right there that he almost fucking would have landed on?
I have a herniated disc in my back from that.
I've seen that. That's fucked.
Yeah, his wheels just stuck.
Pretty sure Hall of Meat even reposted that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fucking good.
Yeah. Gotta clear the rocks really next time, dumbass.
Oh, man.
I went up on it, and it was like, it was weird. It wasn't far, but it was just, it didn't look, I don't know.
It was raining. Look at the ground in the video.
It was wet.
Yeah, it was literally like, well, fuck, man, we gotta get something.
You got something, all right.
Well, I'm going to go there, take the proper measurements, take all the proper precautions, and put a piece of wood up there, probably 3/4.
I always remember the...
But go do it, man.
I always remember the fall...
Shit, we can do it tonight.
...of you... I don't know what trick you were trying, but like the very skinny slanted mani pad. And then there's like a photo of you. I'm pretty sure there's like a clip of like you trying it. And then there's a photo of you in the hospital. Then you fuck your wrist up or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? It's in California, I think.
Yeah, I tried to nollie heel into it. I credit carded. I got knocked out cold from landing on my cast under my chest. And then the last like 4 to 6 frames are me like sleeping.
Damn, sleeping.
Yeah.
Knocked out.
So bad. I literally just like recovered this on my email.
On my email.
Yeah, because it was from like 2005.
Found it on my Hotmail account.
Yeah. This spot?
Yes, that spot, yeah. Oh, you have a sequence of it.
Hold on, wait for the credit card.
Oh,
I'm full out credit carding.
How's your face looking on that?
Dude, so good. Hold on.
Good grief.
Out cold. Sleeping.
You hit your head?
You broke your arm, didn't you?
I broke it the day before. So I had the cast on.
It's a rough 2 days.
Yeah.
Did you hit your head?
You better get tricks. We didn't fly out here for nothing.
Would you hit your head on the dirt and just get knocked out?
I just landed on my stomach on top of the cast. And it, all the wind, you know, all the air just like out. Just knocked me out.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did even hit
funny.
Your head and you got knocked
so
out.
So funny you said that because I just recovered this shit.
When was that? World Industry Days?
Dude.
Just send that screenshot of you fucking with the board in your ass.
to Steve.
How good is that?
Send me all those photos. I'll make a little sequence out of it.
Just, I was looking at it. I was like, oh, Ortiz.
Who flew you out there that time?
World Industries.
And he's like, Jesus, we fucking paid to fly you out.
Why didn't they return you pro, bro?
And he's eating shit.
Because I tried to quit, and because of contract, I couldn't. And then I get a call a week later saying, yeah, well,
why'd you try to, you tried to quit?
Yeah, because I don't know, I just wanted to move on. I just didn't feel like I
when was
fit.
This?
Once I started adding more people, I feel like I didn't fit.
Okay.
So I don't even know what year that was, 2009 or 10. But it was like, well, you can't quit because there's a contract. We still got you for another year. And then I get a call a couple weeks later like, you know, it seems like you're getting injured a lot and, you know, I hate to do this. Gotta let you go.
Like, I'm under contract, bro. You can't let me go.
Yeah. It's like, oh, but we'll, you know, we'll pay the rest of whatever and, you know, we're going to have to part ways.
That's so they cut you a check and kicked you off the team? So
that was 2009, like, that photo. That's funny.
Oh, that.
Yeah, so then it must have been like 2011 or something, 12, when I got kicked off.
Yeah. Got kicked, quit.
Dude.
Or as Schwalm says, forced retirement.
Jesus.
Which I do, you know.
Oh, what's that?
All right, I got a guest question from Jay-Z.
Who cares?
It says, which was colder, the day that you kickflipped that 11 stair or when you tried the nollie trade flip at Lutheran with me?
That was cold, but kickflip, yeah. It was literally like, I mean, there's a foot of snow, more than that.
Yeah, you can see it in the clip. Yeah.
I can't do that shit, that man. Day I love you dearly, so, but fuck.
So cold. I shot like a switch front heel down that long, four stair or something to that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be like, in the negatives. It was so cool. Like, thank you, Eddie Liddy, for fucking always being down whenever I'd hit him up. I'm like, hey, you want to go
dude, I remember,
shoot a photo?
I remember the nollie tray, though. Like, literally, your grip tape was peeling off.
Lifting, it wasn't sticking anymore because it was so cold.
It was
cold.
So cold. And I remember, like, going back to my house and just, like, I, like, ran hot water in the bathtub and just, like, put my feet in it for a second. I was like, dude, I can't even stand right now. My toes are going to... I feel like I have frostbite on my toes. It was like 18 degrees outside or something like that. I was like, why are we out here?
Because, like, I'm a dad and, like, I can't just go skate when all you guys are having all that good time in the summer.
Dude, yeah, because it was like the grip thumb years. I think that was it around grip thumb when you did that? We would literally skate. I would skate with, like, everyone from, like, noon, like a span from, like, weekend, like, noon to 8.
My whole part was at night, basically.
Yeah, and then, like, from, like...
snow.
I remember, like, getting home, and I'd be like, fucking, I hope Dustin doesn't hit me up tonight. And then it'd be like 10 p.m., like, you want to go skate? I'm like, fuck, yeah, I do.
I only have to work at 7 a.m., like...
Yeah. Oh, dude, I did, yeah, because I was still going to school and working.
I had to go to work. You were still in school.
Dude, I was going to... Yeah, you would have to wake up early. I'd have to go to work, or be at work at, like, 9.
I'd get off at 2 and be like... Hey, can you get out of class?
You remember the two-stair ledge?
It's not much, but when the guy came back,
the cop came back yelling at us and noticed it was you. It's like, oh, Dustin, you guys can be not that long, right?
How was Amsterdam, buddy? Must have been 5 years ago now.
I just saw your dad yesterday.
Yeah.
I think your dad is my favorite Facebook friend. Mm. He's fucking hilarious.
Didn't you say that you saw him?
Oh, yeah.
After he busted somebody?
Yeah. You were telling me. Well, I didn't know what it was, but I saw him at, like, right by the Walmart and Target at Middle Belt in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, three cop cars, and I was trying to go through the parking lot because I was leaving. Well, it was across the street by, like, that Play It Again.
Yeah.
And I was trying to leave, and I couldn't get out, so I had to, like, kind of pretty much drive in between them. And I saw Tom, and I was like, eh, fuck it. And I rolled the window down. I was like, hey. And I was just yelling at them, like, what do you want? I was like, just trying to say hi to Tom. And he, like, comes over and waves me. And you told me, I guess, that, like, they tackled some dude robbing that, like, Sprint store or some shit. Yeah.
Like, totally not a good time to say what up.
And I was just like, hey, what up?
It's so funny because another time Sage was like, yo, I just saw your dad. And it's like, oh, you didn't just see him. He's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. I just saw your dad tackle a guy that was running between some houses. I was in my buddy's backyard, and there goes your dad. And he just, like, he's like, I think it was a drop kick. He's like, What?
Yeah. What's like a crazy like?
I've never seen that.
First story to come to mind, like you and Sage filming.
What's oh
like
boy.
What's like something funnier? I don't know.
Well, how about that, man? We must have filmed Back Nose Blunt Down Heart. I don't know how many times.
I heard Jay-Z did that first.
Angle wasn't right. He broke the board.
Wait, yeah. You filmed it different times?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Also, Jay-Z did it first, but he did it multiple times.
Sage has all Dustin, this stuff.
You guys can walk through.
Dustin technically did it first.
I technically did it first. Where's Jay-Z? He's...
The question is, I want to hear from the Nelly Big Heel who did it first from your mic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he did the nose one.
Jay-Z, you're just trying to fucking... Where are you guys going?
We're going to go to Riverside.
Nice.
Damn, I got roller skates.
Dude, I've been wanting to go there. No joke.
I just found some today in my garage.
I've been trying to go
to
Riverside.
They're not mine. I swear they're not mine.
I've been trying to go to Riverside, bro.
What is Riverside?
The fucking roller rink.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Good one.
The new park, bro.
Talk to him about sitting there. You guys saw Lizard King in an elevator or something.
Oh, well, my dad gave him a... Oh, my gosh. One time at Tampa Am, we were getting ready to head over to the park.
This one
and,
time.
Lizard King just comes stumbling into the elevator. He's like, looks over at my dad. He's like, man, crazy night. Dad's like, yeah, how you doing? And he's like, all right, man. I woke up next to this chick, and like I looked in her purse, and she had this big old bag of shrooms. So I took a handful, and I just finished munching them. But I'm still kind of fucked up from last night, and I think I'm hungry. And my dad's like, I have an orange. Dad's like, yeah.
Dude, see? Yeah. That's the shit I'm talking about. And, it's just like innocent, hilarious.
Yeah, so he hung on to this orange.
Dustin's
and
always getting
into that. We took a shuttle all the way over to the skate park of Tampa.
Yeah.
And Lizard was like, I'll see you guys inside. And we see him take this orange and he goes walking up to a random vehicle. He sets it on the tire and he's like sitting there talking to this orange. He's like, I'll be back for you. I will be back for you. You can stay right here and be a good orange. And was like... Man,
good arm. Oh,
what's that guy? Some good ass shrooms.
They clearly didn't hit him yet. Like he's like, he was like still chewing them. He's like, yeah. Like I woke up next to this chick, and she's in my hotel room, but she had this big old bag of shrooms. So, what else am I gonna do but take a handful?
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we saw him later on that day, and he's like. Just like fucking outside by himself, acting all crazy.
It's crazy. He's like a full-on dad mode now.
Hell yeah, good for him.
Yeah,
but I mean, that was definitely a good time. I've been in Amsterdam riding bikes with Lizard King on accident. You know, it just so happened. You rented a bike too? Oh my god,
dude! You're always getting into that shit.
Oh, that's good times. You need that.
Like the strip club baloney story. Oh my! I tell that to so many people, dude. I fucking
you heard
love
this
that story.
Guy? No
strip club baloney. Just
this well, sounds great. Let's hear it.
Man,
were you throwing baloney on strippers?
No, not me. I was innocent. But you know, I got kicked out with the one throwing it.
Guilty by association.
Yeah, you know. Well, yeah. When you find out, like your friend,
we'll start
girlfriend.
From the beginning. Start yeah. from 7-Eleven. Yeah, because that's
start
the
from the beginning. Yeah,
dude. Just getting the package of bologna, and you know why did you get that package of bologna when we're heading
well,
to
a strip
club?
Who
like, did it? Yeah,
yeah. What?
I don't want to name drop.
Well, you don't have to, obviously, but like your buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, he found out. I don't really remember exactly if it was. His ex-girlfriend or if it was our buddy's girlfriend was working at the strip club. And because of the fact, well, it was so like he knew he was going to do it. And so we were going there and it was like, okay, I'm going to get a package of bologna. And we didn't know why because we did know we were going
How
to the strip club.
How
did
he get in the strip club?
No,
I mean, they don't pat you down.
No,
they just
no.
check like your they make
so,
you take off like your hoodie.
So that was
shit.
A stop. We all got like a couple beers. And he got a couple beers and a full pack of bologna. And, like, stuck it into his pants after we're all walking, drinking our beers. And I'm just like, man, why did he get that bologna? Well, he knew that she worked there. And
right.
Yeah, so we get inside. We're all sitting at a random table, just, like, you know, chilling in a strip club. And he's like, oh, I got to go up to the stage. Next thing you know, he goes up to the stage. You just start seeing baloney. Baloney getting tossed. And it was after like the second song, so she was basically naked. I think it was when you couldn't drink in a strip club. So they were like full naked.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, full nude. And since she was like kind of sweating a little bit, it was not coming off of her. It was just like, you know, like.
I wish I could see that, dude.
Oh, we all went up to the stage with them, though, because it was like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, he was basically breaking us into strip clubs with at that baloney. Point. This is the third time I want to say I've ever gone.
I just want to know, like, why that was a
how many pieces How many pieces of baloney did he get on her before they got kicked out?
I want to say two missed, but, like, at least 3 to 5 were on her. And she was like, what the fuck? And you just kept going, like, you know, quicker, and then we all got kicked out.
Damn.
Lesson learned.
Oh, dude, I'm trying to find the fucking Crossfire video still, but why did you just get a bunch of shit from High Five and send help? Oh, you just got that shit sent to you?
Homie hookup for life. My buddy Keith is the man.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Basically how I started writing for World Industries was Keith Moser.
Oh, weird.
I saw him one time at Houston Make-A-Wish, like the Texas Skate Jam.
Yeah.
And we just started talking. And I was like, dude, this guy's awesome. And then he just so happened to work for World Industries and was like, dude, I want to get you some boards. Blah, 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 blah. Well, years go by. Yeah. And he started working for Zero. That's why I always had like Zero and like Black Box for a while.
Right.
And then it's just... That lifelong homie hookup because he's the man.
Oh, yeah.
So then a box of send help and, you know, all that.
Have you ever gotten any of this, like, weird shit sent to your house just from, like, random people?
Oh, man. I'm sure I have.
Like, damn, Dustin Blauvelt. He just won 3rd place in the X Games.
I can't say that I've ever had really anything show up. Like, shit has showed up to, like...
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, or... to like other shops or something, and they're like, oh, this came here for you.
Did you get any money for winning the X Games or it's 3rd?
No.
Why not?
Dustin's always getting gypped.
The fuck.
It's all right.
Has there ever been a moment that like you've ran into somebody and you're like fucking, I mean, it's only happened to me like once, but like actually in awe? I feel like you ran into a bunch of fucking weird random
Steve, please stop,
like famous people.
Oh man,
famous people are pros or what you're like, holy shit, that's them.
The first time I met Tony Hawk, it's a good one. I was staying at David Lloyd's for like a month, and since I was still on Michigan time, I was waking up before everyone. I'd go downstairs and I'd play Tony Hawk Underground. And
oh yeah,
this was just at the end of Damn Am Weekend, Costa Mesa, and Riley was sleeping upstairs, like they were all crashed. And then while I'm playing the video game, there's a knock on the door, and I just see this silhouette. That look, you know, it just had that Tony Hawk look. Like, seriously did. I opened it up and I was like,
there's God.
Yeah, like, seriously, it was like, he's like, hey, what's up? I'm Tony. Is Riley here? I'm like, 1 second. Like, I opened the door for him and I ran in there. I turned off the TV real quick, threw the pillow over the game because the game was just sitting there open like a DVD, you know, like just open cover case, whatever. Yeah. I threw the pillow over that and I ran upstairs and got right. I was like, Tony Hawk, your dad's here. Seriously.
Damn. That's hilarious. Tony Hawk.
It was so funny. I mean, it was really cool experience, I guess, but. Man, that was funny.
How hyped do you get on playgrounds now?
Are you kidding me?
Jesus.
I went to 4 this morning. 4?
Did you see that one I sent you the other day that has a spot at it too?
What? No.
Yeah, the ledge. There's like a green ledge that we skated. You're like, where the fuck is this?
Yeah, and see, I was wondering about the ledge.
Pretty
not
close
the
to
playground.
Here.
No, seriously.
Full
like,
on playground.
I got this app that'll tell you every playground around.
What?
Just found like this 60.
That doesn't seem safe.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
I just found
it
this
seems
60
like, some fucking people
foot
out
long
there
slide.
Use that for the wrong reason.
The biggest slide you've ever seen. And it'd probably be a lot of fun on a skateboard, honestly, because it's metal. And then there's that other one that's over by Plus a little bit. It's like...
They made it for dads like you that are more stoked than Silas's.
Yeah, it's a super long metal slide. It's got to be like 50 feet at least.
Right.
But... Man, it's built into like a side of a hill, so it's not that dangerous. Oh man, it's so cool. You guys want to go?
Yeah.
You can slide for days.
You gotta teach me how to snow skate soon.
Me?
Damn, I'm kind of bummed we didn't do it. Well, I guess I couldn't really do it this year, but...
Yeah. We had fun on that, but I'm...
You kickflipped that fucking gap at Heinz Park, dude. Dude.
I thought you didn't ride away on that.
No, he did.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't technically good enough.
It wasn't. I mean, you rode away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares? That shit's hard. You kickflipped it.
That was like the sketchiest angle. That was so fun.
Dude, I couldn't even get to it. Dude. Like, it was hard enough
How
to
How is
even,
that?
Like,
when you throw down, is it hard to stay straight?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. You literally have to, like...
I figured the grooves would kind of help
like
you.
Do like this. Damn it.
Yeah, I figured the grooves
you
would
gotta
help.
You got to literally, like, create a groove, and it makes it, like... You can't just... It's not just, like, skating where you can just...
That's why it's so fucked watching, like, Dave. Like...
Yeah, dude. Dave is insane.
Why do you
he
have
deserves
so much
to
control?
Be pro.
Yeah. Why do you have so much control?
He, like, makes it look easy.
Yeah.
Doing, what, didn't he do, like, you know, big spin board down that Pontiac, right?
Yep.
Fucked. Fucking gnarly.
He did, you know, the double banks in Kazoo?
Yeah. Yeah. Back when he didn't do it.
Back when he didn't do it? Yeah.
Seriously?
On a snow skate.
How
from
do you
the
control
top
that?
Into the second bank.
How do you get the speed for that?
Regardless, how do you control, because I know I haven't done it, but like, how do you control landing straight? Or is that pretty easy?
I mean...
There's like the little grooves on it, but it's not that easy.
No.
It really isn't.
They do build ramps and shit. Or, like, they'll create things for you to, like, start at. Or, like, you have to... Sometimes before they even skate, they'll create a path.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing. Like, the snow has to be a certain way. Like, there's a lot more prep to it than just skating a spot. Yeah.
like, jump out with a broom. All right, yeah, we're ready to go.
Like,
nope.
There's a... it's, like, a huge, like, four block in Kazoo that Zach O'Warden skates or snow skates.
Dude, he kills it, too.
I can't remember what trick he does. He does something down it or whatever, but they like dug it out so you could see, like the sponsors will tell you like make sure you dig out the stairs so that we can tell that they're stairs.
Yep.
Not just like a aesthetically like you're jumping down a fucking snow gap. We don't care about that. You got to dig out like there's a whole it's a whole thing. Like
where'd you figure all that out?
I think Dave told me or somebody maybe it was Zach
it makes
told
sense.
Me. Yeah.
I mean. But the cool thing is you can actually, like, ride whatever. You're like, oh, if you just see a cool rail, but it's got a grass ride up, and you're like...
Whatever.
Man. I could at least
snow lands everywhere
today.
Snow lands everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Can't do that.
A dog is always in the push-up position.
I got a buddy, he'll come pour some concrete right now.
You say a dog is always
in the
push-up.
You say that to Reisner. Reisner might come pour some concrete for you.
A dog is always in the push-up position.
I mean, but is it really?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's not really.
Who knows?
He's just, or is he just
normal?
Who the
fuck push-ups with their feet straight, or the legs straight up? Yeah, like, what's that some...
Would you rather be a dog or in push-up position?
Yeah, the dog would technically have to, like, stretch its back legs out so its toes were, like, on the ground instead. So it's not. Whoever fucking, where'd you read that? That website's full of shit.
It was a stand-up.
My cat sleeps in a plank. So that's a little bit cooler.
What?
You got a cat now, too?
I do.
You've had that cat forever.
Polly Blue Shore. Freckle. That's his name.
I feel like you've had... That cat doesn't get the recognition that the dogs do.
Shut the front door. Dude, are you kidding me?
Do you say that in front of your kids?
I'll never forget.
Tell me that cuteness doesn't get the recognition.
I'll never forget the day.
Get out of here.
It was like when Silas was only like a few, like maybe three, and you're like, yeah, dude, I just stopped swearing, so like I just switched the words. So you'd say like shirt and fun. And
Dude. That's like basically a dog.
Damn, why is Thrasher down there all by himself?
Because Thrasher's weird. But that cat is a perfect mixture of that dog and that dog. He's the right color. He's cool. Probably kick your ass. Look at this, dude.
You are on me today.
Come on. I got a new word thanks to you.
Cornball?
Cornball.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's beautiful. Look at that. Beautiful.
Great eyes.
Man, are you kidding me? I'm lost. Jesus. Oh, man.
You know how in your old house you had, like, the room where you just hang shit up?
Yeah.
Like your hangout
room.
You
got near, like, the PBR room.
You got a room in your new house like that?
My garage.
Oh my god, his garage is tight.
Dude, didn't you like actually like nice ass ground? So what would you call that?
I mean, if somebody were to pay me to do that, it would cost them probably about $7,000. And I did
like,
it.
What do you call
I
that?
See that.
Like epoxy or like rock solid.
I see that. Where do I see that a lot? That floor.
It's like a showroom and then I put an airliner.
More like a showroom.
I put an airliner clear coat on it, which is for like airplanes, like an airplane garage. So it's like the most durable fucking layer of clear coat. And the guy at the paint store is like, hey, I'm not going to be able to use this. It's like, right here. I'll experiment. It was so potent, though. Like, I was high for 2 days. Like, bad high.
Do you have to, like, buy your own paint, or you get, like... How's that work?
Like, through your work?
What are your perks?
Yeah, I mean, I buy it, but, I mean, anytime there's leftovers, whatever, it's like, yo,
you just keep that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty tight.
It is, though.
What's
That's
the great...
What I told you, I
think you'll paint houses forever?
What's the craziest thing you've ever had?
I like it.
Ever had to paint? Where you're just like, I don't fucking know if I can even do this.
I mean,
because I know you've painted some pretty gnarly houses.
There's
got to
be some weird
requests.
There's got to be some weird requests too.
Yeah, no, but definitely like the little. Well, I don't even know what to call it. On the top of barns, they're like these little boxes, and it's like so hard to get up there. But man, I got some pictures of it, and it's like, okay, you're only like 60 feet in the air, like on a steep.
Why are you painting barns?
1840s roof that's made of wood that's falling apart.
Damn.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, does your work just be like, you got to paint this week or whatever?
Well, I'm the one... I like to do that shit, you know? I like to climb up there, like... If I could paint bridges, I would.
Fall off ladders.
Yeah. I just found out that they were hiring for painting Mackinac Bridge and shit.
Jesus.
And I was like, it's like a 5-year job. But
I heard like,
live up north
like an actual like high amount of people die every year painting the Mackinac Bridge.
Yeah, it was something like one.
Because of the what, like the wind?
Yeah,
the wind.
I mean, you just
doesn't
gotta,
cars fall
you gotta
off
be
like
harnessed. I mean, you always got to have one harness.
Right.
I mean, you have to have two harnesses, but always one has to at least be clipped.
Would you do the job where you have to climb the radio towers to replace the light bulbs?
Probably not.
No, yeah.
You
pay
$60,000
that.
A job.
Secret a job?
Yes.
Fuck that.
Yeah, you work three days a year. Isn't that crazy?
You only have to change 3 bulbs a year.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's $180,000.
Remember, I was just pointing out to
that's
you.
That's a good would you rather.
Hey, I was just pointing out to you when we were at the ledges downtown. The GM building has those little things.
Oh, yeah, I never noticed
that
either.
Those are for window cleaning.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
What, I don't want to...
They're little harness, like poles at the top.
Kind of like
they
a
start.
A,
like a pulley system.
System.
Or like
a
little like
yeah.
balcony can go up and down.
And they have one on each tower.
Tower, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I never noticed that until you pointed it out, to be honest.
I've been looking into that shit because I'm like, man, how could I like take my job to the next level?
Well, literally
I'm not
the next
painting
level.
Painting windows and shit like that, but if I was painting something like that...
Dude, I remember you like sent me and Alex a photo or whatever of you like on the ground, and it was just a photo of a ladder, and you're like, "I just fell off this ladder."
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, I've been attacked by bees or
you must
bats
not been like
or...
that hurt because you're just like comically sending it to us. Like,
let me text my friends that I just fell off this.
The top of a 24-foot ladder and got swarmed by bees, and so I leaped.
I really don't know how Fuckboy Cult Club Crew Committee started.
Because we all just kept adding a little more to it, and it just made sense.
Like the clips of, remember the, you were just like talking to your phone,
FB Quad C, and have Siri read it back.
Yep.
Oh my
lord. You pull
up
at an intersection and just be like, blah, 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 and it would, like Siri would have this whole fucking something for you to say.
Like, hello, dude.
Yoggin, floggin, soggin,
yeah, and it'd be like, Like
dude, the in the sluggish jar of the dude, because I remember I filmed a couple of them.
Yeah, so good.
Of you just, and you're just like just staring at your phone while it's talking back to you.
I remember when you used to be able to ask Siri where you could like hide a body.
What?
You remember that one?
No.
Be like, where can I like hide a body? And it would say like, it would show you like dumps and reservoirs and shit. And they got like in trouble for it.
Damn.
Or you ever did like.
That's fucked up.
What, 0 plus 0?
Yeah.
It's 0.
Well, sometimes she doesn't say it.
Actually, I don't think my Siri even works.
What's 0 times 0?
You guys have buttons on your phones.
The answer is 0.
It's divided.
Yeah, I also don't have 0.
Yeah, 0 divided by 0.
What's 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies, and you split them evenly among 0 friends. Hmm. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
You bitch! Like,
yeah, it's like there's like this. There's,
God damn it.
There's like this one too.
Where can I hide a dead body?
What?
What kind of place are you looking for?
Dumps, swamps, mines, reservoirs. Okay.
That can't be real.
Metal foundry. That's good. Yeah. Toss it into the
and they, they got and then there's another article that says like Siri's dead body joke is evidence in a murder trial. Oh my god.
Damn, dude.
Like people, it was like a thing that like
shit.
Why it was put in there, I don't know. But I remember it just was like a joke of like showing somebody like the same thing. Like look what Siri fucking does. And then they had to. I think
Silas had a good one like a couple weeks ago. And
I think they like protect. Ask like where you can hide a dead body.
Shit, man, your phone might get tapped if you ask.
Where
that.
Can I hide a dead body?
What again?
Dude, she was mad. What?
Never mind.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Nothing.
She's never going to talk to you again.
Where can
again
I
now
hide a body?
I used to know the answer to this.
Damn, that's kind of fucked up, actually. I used to know the answer to this.
Oh, my gosh.
Is yours a British guy?
What's yours say, Scott?
I don't know. Siri's not activated on my phone.
What do you mean it's not activated?
I turned it off.
You can do that, yeah.
You can do that.
Why don't you make it in Spanish? Like
I would ask
my
phone, but Brandon's not down with us
Spanish
anymore.
Okay.
Like, I want to know what the hell happened to where they had to remove that.
Why was that even in there? I used to know the answer.
Why was that even in there?
Fucking Steve Jobs, man.
He was the dead body.
Tell me a joke.
Yeah, somebody
what
asked.
What do Alexander the Great, Winnie the Pooh, and Chance the Rapper have in common? Same middle name.
The.
Just, you know, if you ask Alexa, like, are you part of the CIA?
No.
It turns off.
Really?
Yeah. Look that one up.
Oh, no,
It just goes, it just. Doo-doo-doo.
Alexa, what is the CIA? United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. Alexa, are you connected to the CIA?
So fucked up.
I wonder if they program that shit in there on purpose.
She does it.
Yeah, they probably did.
She does it a couple times and it turns off every time.
What do you think you own more of? Ninja Turtle products or PBR?
Wow.
That I literally couldn't answer because I don't know. Like, even my Ninja Turtle tattoos have PBR on.
Okay. Didn't you make, like, PBR, like, grips for your bike or some shit, too?
I have, like, two different PBR bikes.
Okay, you can keep one of each. What are you keeping?
Yeah, you can keep one Ninja Turtle thing and one PBR thing. Is that what you mean?
Man, I have
yeah, everything
this,
else has to go. Wow,
man.
Yeah.
This is really, really hard. Like,
I know.
I totally keep this, like, I got this Raphael that you blow into the back of, and it's like a party fucking whistle, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just hilarious.
Yeah. That, was it Michelangelo, the, like, remote control, like, him skating?
Oh, yeah.
That one's fucking,
that, yeah, that thing's sweet, yeah. But then, PBR, I got so much random cool shit. My golf bag, my
driver. Yeah, don't you have a driver? Yeah, that driver's
yeah,
sick.
Like,
why the hell Callaway and PBR had a driver together? I don't know.
Dude. The car that you made for Silas is the sickest thing ever.
Which one?
The Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. The,
what
are those called? The Little Tykes.
Yeah, the Play School.
Yeah. I turned it into a turtle van.
Yeah.
Until I could actually buy him one. Yep.
Dude, that shit was sick. I remember
I'm
that.
All about the customization.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
What's your PBR pick, though?
PBR pick. I'm telling
you, said
it's
the golf
bag
driver.
It's too hard.
Yeah, golf bag.
The golf bag and driver is one thing. Like a golf bag with your club.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's one thing.
Then I will take that.
All right.
Because it's technically two.
Let's go golf right now.
You're not.
I already did today. I'm
let's
over.
Let's go. I'm so in.
I just want to get your guys' take. You think the Earth's flat?
Yeah, really? Bullshit.
Scott.
So I found the Crossfire video.
Oh man. It almost looks like Drake. Photographer Drake.
For the younger people, this is like a game back in the day.
God. I remember the game. I don't really remember playing it though.
Is that Drake at a party?
Dude, the fact that someone made this song.
I just want to see the girl.
Well,
that's
it was
all,
the it wasn't the commercials back in the day, right?
Yeah,
the song,
it was.
Yeah.
Crossfire! Don't get caught in the crossfire.
Like, where the fuck are they?
Here she is.
Yeah, she's just into it, man.
She slowly gets more and more into it.
What is the objective?
To hit these, use your little BBs to shoot these little like star-shaped things into the other person's like
net,
goal,
so to speak.
Or,
yeah. Like air hockey.
Right.
Basically.
But there's like three different types of spinner things.
Yeah. Because there's one like in the middle and on both sides, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Triangle.
Dude, that guy's in it with the gloves without the fingers. Here she goes. That's when it like hits her, like
even hits the cameraman too. Like,
he's like,
you don't know how to act.
Oh my gosh.
I know the fact that
did it just turn
no,
sideways?
No. Like, I know the fact that this video being turned sideways is not you.
Yeah.
That's what's funny.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck are they? Why? What
you
is the origin of
this? Is
that
a cat? The person with the cat helmet?
This is a Facebook event?
You guys want to get together and play some Crossfire? I came up with a pretty good
I would honestly go
remix.
To that. What are some, like, weird events that you've been to that actually been kind of hype? Because we recently to, like, a PBA event and watched fucking, like, a championship, like, bowling. And
well,
it was actually pretty fucking
so there's
rowdy.
A, there's a bowling alley right down the street. Not right down the street, but pretty close to us. And they have a theater.
It's like an arena.
They have a separate, yeah, they have
an
arena.
I don't know that I've been to that.
Where it's only like anything. 10 lanes, and there's like a, I wouldn't say a balcony, but there's like an upstairs kind of section to where you can like.
But there's, well, like, hey, let me.
Reserve it.
So Thunder Bowl Lanes, it's in Allen Park, right? And
okay.
Next to it is another building, but it's kind of connected to it. Like you can walk into that separate building, and it's 10 lanes, and it's like a theater type place. So there's 10 lanes, there's a bar in there, there's like seating for people to sit, like it's specifically made for like you're gonna film this shit on TV, right?
Yeah, it's sick.
And every single PBA pro came there for it. Was like a 10 day long tournament or whatever, and
like the finals are like the final couple days were in that like arena.
Right, we're in that arena, yeah. And it was like $5 a day for a ticket. I was like, dude, fuck it, let's go. Let's go check this out.
Yeah, it was like $7, but then it was like, what, 50 or some shit? You could like bowl with them?
Yeah, there was like certain days you could bowl with them. Yeah. But like, dude, I was like, I had no idea what we were walking into. I was like, I've never.
That's funny.
Like, how does professional bowling work?
I want to start a league that is duo bowling because you and I will win everything.
Duo bowl. Oh
man!
Wow,
like
I
team
will never
bowling.
Forget that. That's like
that clip is the best clip ever.
You
and I would win.
You had no idea I was going to throw that ball.
No, no.
No, you were just going to bowl someone else's
I
turn.
Did, you,
even.
You can tell by my
that
reaction
was someone
that
else's
I didn't.
Turn.
Well, in the no, it was me. It was like my turn, I think. Or no, it wasn't. I
no,
think
it was
throwing
not.
Shit.
We were, got to the point where we were like, okay, so
yeah,
and so was done.
It was the end of the night. We're just throwing.
But
both
regardless, regardless, in the video, you can see you like fucking bolt.
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
I threw it.
And
like,
throw a ball.
You don't even need to show us because we all know what it is. You can just put it
well, I'll put it in there. Yeah, I know.
So
I'm
good.
Looking up something else.
But, dude, because I've done it with James a lot, and I need to be in a league like that because I will win everything.
Oh, my gosh. That's like when you're playing beer pong and the one guy throws it and you're
like
the other
quick,
partner that does
it.
A quick bounce. That's like what we did. We just tag teamed the hell out of that.
Dude, I have so many videos of me striking with a teammate.
Oh man.
The fact that you picked up a split with a second ball.
It was fucked. And it was like one of
like
the,
a normal person to just
and it
throw
wasn't even
that
like,
ball.
You know, you just blew it up. It was like it popped over and got it.
Right. Like if Alex if any like
and
bowler,
it was on film, like
yeah. If
how
any,
the hell did I set that up and how the hell did you knock it down?
If any bowler made that shot on their own, it still would have been sick. But you guys did it at the same time, like best strike of all time.
Oh, for sure.
Don't at me, PBA.
Like, you can't even call that a spare or nothing because it was, you know.
Oh, that was a strike for sure.
Yeah.
That's a, yeah.
It, they didn't get reset.
No. Nope.
Like, it didn't lift it up and
you guys
swept
know what you were doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you say you had a another Sage story?
Oh, another Sage story. Yeah, so do you guys know how you can, like, blow out the bottom of a beer? Like, if you take a bottle.
No.
Oh, then, yeah.
What do you mean, blow it out?
You, like, you straight can up blow out the bottom of a beer. So say this was a beer and you were drinking it and it was about anywhere from here to there, you could just on the top, and the whole bottom would blow out.
What the fuck? I mean, I thought you were talking about like, no. You know, you hit it and it flies out.
So one time, yeah, because the other way to do it is, you know, you'd take someone sitting there drinking a beer, and you're like, hey, what's up? And
right,
you get them
and
then they're like, hey, dude,
yeah,
what the
fuck? Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Yeah.
It all starts foaming. No. So Sage and I would do that one too. We did that this night. We were at something Moose, the Moose Lounge. I don't know, something off 8 Mile in Farmington. And
oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, so we basically skated there and then started getting rowdy. I think it was before we were eating some fish out of the Detroit River. I have no idea why. Yeah, so I mean, it was so full of mercury that it was glowing all different colors. I only took one bite.
Yeah.
Before I knew that it was from Detroit River. So I'm probably still affected by that. well, so we get there and we're drinking and I forgot that we could do that. And Sage is sitting there talking about something. And so I just picked up his beer and I was like, what was that, Sage? And I just go, and the whole bottom blows out of the beer.
Is that the first time it's ever happened?
And the next thing I know... no.
So
we,
did you do that?
Like, we figured it out at like a party ago. Like,
what do you
got
to do?
Like, that.
What, how, do you have to hit it the right way?
Do you have a bottle? Yes. Do you have a glass bottle?
I mean, yeah, we do.
We should totally do it. It'd be hilarious.
Well, let's just put it.
There's no, we got empty ones and brand one, new ones in the.
We have to do it with a brand new one with some
let's
carbonation.
Let's stage it and put it at the very end of the episode. It's the last clip. It's just blowing
we
up.
We could do it outside even.
Yeah.
Or into the sink or something. Because
after I move all this.
I got a Corona in the fridge.
So.
We'll just put it up later.
But do you have to like hit it a certain way?
It's been a while. I just have to do it.
Okay.
You know, so I just picked up Sage's beer, and it started with him hitting the top of mine, and then I hit the top of his, and they were both foaming, and then we finished those beers, and we got more. Then he hit the top of mine again.
Because you have to have more in there than normal, right?
Yeah.
For that to happen?
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be like, you know, this much from the bottom, whatever. It's got to be at least... And it can't be like an old beer that's been sitting there.
Right.
But after Sage and I going back and forth, hitting each other's, making each other's beers foam, one time he did it and like broke the top of my bottle and I still drank it even though it was glass everywhere. And then the next time I grab his and I just blew the whole bottom out. And this guy who owns the bar is like, please stop. Please. He's like getting pissed. And then we ordered two more beers.
You guys and, breaking shit,
and
laughing and
we,
shit.
Yeah, it got to one of those points. So, you know, next thing I know, he's breaking mine, I'm breaking his, and then we got kicked out of the bar and stumbled, skated, tried to skate home, all crashing. There was another guy who was on a bike who flipped over a curb. Like, it was a good time. Another time, Carell and I were at Slingers.
Yeah. Jesus.
And we just so happened to go to Slingers. We're like, oh, fuck this place. Let's go, though.
I hate Slingers.
Yeah, hate it. It's the worst. And, you know, it was dollar beer night, so this is their fault. I mean, who makes a dollar beer night and expects nothing?
People to, like, behave?
So then we realized the thermostat is in plain view. You know, it's, like, basically surrounding the bar. And I'm like... Let's make it a little hotter. And he's like, no, we got to cool it down here. I was like, no, it's getting hot in here, you know? And it's like, then that song came on, you know, Nelly. And it was like, see, I told you. So I put it all the way up to like 90 or something.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then Carell puts it all the way down. And then we're just going back and forth. No, hot, cold, hot,
cold. I can see you too. I can see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so the next thing that happens is, you know, big old 350-pound bodyguard, it's like, stop messing with the thermostat. And I just got straight tackled. Carell just gets like also somewhat tackled, but I got the worst of it. Like, the dude landed on top of me and then took me to the entrance, landed back on top of me, tossed me outside.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was so bad, all because we were playing with the thermostat.
Did you have another video?
Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Dude, the best. Yo, there's only two heaters in this world. The best two songs ever created, Born in the USA and Old Town Road.
See, I don't know if Born in the USA really cuts it.
Straight heater. I'll tell you the backstory on that too, though.
Top of the country charts, and they're like, fuck you, this ain't country. And then Billy Ray Cyrus is like, I'm gonna write a verse.
And
it goes right back up to fucking 100.
And all while he had no idea it was even top.
Yeah.
Of the country charts.
No, he was just like, I'm making a fucking song.
Yeah.
He probably just thought it was funny.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Have you watched the thing of like what each thing means, each lyric and all and why?
No, I have not.
Is it on Genius?
It's on something. He talks about his whole...
Probably like rap. Because you know
Genius.com.
It's like a rap one.
Like it shows the lyrics, and you can click the lyric, and it'll tell you the meaning of the lyric.
No, or he you, like, breaks little... it down, and he's like tells you each thing, and he's like, you know, in Gucci hats, it's not even a thing. You know, it's like
that dude.
It's
you know,
so funny.
I just turn it up, huh?
What the? But the, he it gets dude. He just goes to town. It's hilarious.
What, Old Town?
Yeah, this Old song Town. Actually playing there.
There's I don't think no so. Way. Probably it could be.
He yeah. just rode it like a horse, though.
I don't know. I'm a tractor.
What the hell is this guy doing?
He's throwing
My
stacks.
Life is a movie.
But he does like the Titanic, like arms out. It's dude.
Dude,
watch. It's the last movie he does.
He's on the starboard bow, like.
He do the football one? Did he do like the hike and?
There's like, is that a plank or is that a, you know?
But then there's the yeah, the other video. That's like shit, kind of hot.
When two cultures collide.
Hold on, cowboy. That shit
kind of
hot.
Woo!
My favorite part is like the thumbs up he gives at the very end. No, my favorite part is like the shot. No, where like, oh, you're over the computer and he's like, yeah.
When the beat drops though.
But the video actually like goes with the.
Right. Yeah.
He's hitting a piano like yeah. he's hitting a beat pad.
Riding.
Yeah, that right there. Riding on a horse.
I see. I like the thumbs up at the very end right here. Like right here, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty funny. What's like the most meaningful like contest that you've ever won to yourself?
Like the one at Modern, what was it?
When you landed every trick, all three runs?
Like
yeah, it was fucked.
Like I just
I was laughing filming that.
Yeah, you know, like that kind of shit is that's when
you're
it's
on top of your
fun.
Game. Yeah,
that's when it's like, yeah, exactly. So I would say that had a lot of meaning. That was the first like contest like my son was ever able
oh,
to
yeah, he
go
was there
to,
too,
you
yeah.
know, and then he went to like X Games with me, you know, like
oh, yeah.
that was super cool. But definitely feeding off that energy and like having all my friends from Florida who were judging, you know, like Ryan Clements. Like I stayed at his house one time before Tampa Am because he's just like a good dude, mm-hmm. like a solid dude. And he's yeah. like, yeah, help yourself to anything. He opened up my mind to, wow, there really is like people like that.
Right.
Like, holy shit. My dad always told me about those people. But so definitely that contest because of all those dudes and then like going on a trip with them after in Texas for almost a week, you know, like those are the guys that remember when we were in Atlanta and we were skating down the road, walking down the road. And then I saw that F-350.
Yeah, they picked us up.
That was them.
Oh, okay.
That was Ryan's truck.
Oh shit.
Yeah. That was Ryan Clements. Like okay. him and the whole, cause that was when he was still with Skate Park of Tampa. And it was like, I had just stayed at his house the year before that.
Yeah.
And, he's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
I want to teach you guys a new language.
Language?
Yeah. James came up with it. I'm giving this kid so many fucking plugs on this show. But anywho, it's you spell out a word. It's like, let's say the word. Just give me a word.
Shoe.
Skateboard. Well, that's going to be a tough one. I'll do it, though.
That's why I said shoe.
All right, shoe. Yeah, no, start
we'll
with shoe.
We'll do shoe, and then we'll go to skateboard. See if I got it. So every...
He's going to say some pig Latin.
Every vowel, so A-E-I-O-U, you just say the letter. But if it's any consonant, you say O-N-G at the end of it. So shu would be song hong O-E.
Excuse me?
Yeah. So skateboard, I gotta type this out.
Draw this out.
Would be song kong A
yep.
tong
It'd be song kong A tong E bong O A rong dong.
Bong rong A ong dong.
So
dude,
board is...
stop, because now
oh,
technically
I get it. So
back
skateboard
to like...
Is.
What we were just talking about, you can't say shit like that. Bing bong tring chong. You better chill.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like that. But I mean, hey, now you know it. Now you know it. You're going to say it in confidence. And, like,
bing
whatever.
Bong, bing bong, bing. Bora.
Song kong a tongi. Song kong a tongi bongo a rong dong.
Yeah.
And then you got to complete a
wrong
sentence.
He just said a wrong dong.
Yeah, a wrong dong later on.
Because it made me think of it because we always say pepper, and that's pong I bong bongy wrong song if you're saying peppers.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Dong you song tong I nong.
You did what to the dong at my house last week?
That's just your name. All right, well, thanks, bud. You're the man.
Hey.
Cheers.
My boys. I'm glad we didn't get too dirty on this.
Yeah. You can always come back.
Yeah. Oh, bad. Anytime after what? 9 is dangerous. Shit. Oh, dude, it's totally not going to work. We might have drank too much.
We got more.
How did we get an entire foam beer?